Welcome, everybody. This is class four of co-creating heaven on earth through the gateway of Tellington Tea Touch for you. And we are so excited to bring you today's class. We have some wonderful, of course, wonderful things that we're going to be bringing forward for you to deepen your process and learning and understanding both from the knowledge aspect and the knowing aspect. And of course, we're here collaborating with Eleanor Silverstein and the most wonderful Linda Tellington Jones, who is joining us from Germany today.
Thank you, Sandy. I'd like us all to just close our eyes, stretch our lips into a smile of deep appreciation. Call in all your angels and guides and all the animals who surround you. And let's put our hands this time, rather than on our heart, let's put our hands down on our beautiful bellies down below. And address that wonderful vagus nerve down there, that branches. Oh. And give a few just really deep appreciating 1 1/4 circle heart hugs. On our wonderful lower bellies. And smile. And come up to your heart if you feel like it, as I'm doing. And check your direction today to see which is preferable to you. And let us send appreciation, deep appreciation, to all of the kingdoms of nature, to all of the trees and all of the plants and all of our animals. Just imagine this feeling just going around the planet. And all of the minerals, all the minerals, all the ones you can think of and all the ones that don't necessarily come to our mind, but they're all there. And all of the nature spirits, call them in. They're going to be joining us. See who sparkles around you, who comes around you. And Mother Earth, this beautiful, beautiful, amazing Earth that, on which our souls now are enjoying this time in this vehicle that we call our body. And today, what has come to me is the possibility that we are going to create a really special place for us to go. This came to me in a dream several weeks ago. I woke out of a dream, and it just came to me from wherever we are. We're today going to imagine somewhere in your home behind you, just like magic, an exit out of a door in your home that's just going to open. We're going to walk through it. We're just going to turn from wherever we are. We're going to walk through this door And on the other side of this doorway, is a path into this beautiful, beautiful forest. So we go right out from where we are immediately onto this path. And just imagine feeling the earth right under your feet. And just let's take off our shoes and walk on the earth. And with every step, just give thanks to Mother Earth. And as we slowly go along this beautiful path we're creating in front of you, listen, listen to the birds, the wind in the trees. The trees speaking between each other in another voice, another language. Breathe deeply. What is the, what do you smell? What is coming to you with just such a beautiful scent? Feel your feet on the earth. And what do you see? Really look around, and we're going to be walking along this path, and what we're looking for is a beautiful clearing, just a small clearing, and each one of us is now going to create a special place wherever we want to go to, and it's a cottage. We're going to create this cottage, and that's going to be your sanctuary. Whenever you feel that you want to get into the forest and be surrounded by all the places and voices and feeling of nature, it's a cottage in the forest. And what is that cottage? You're going to open the door, walk up it, open the door, go into the cottage. And look around. Just like, yay. What are we painting here? What's on the floor? What do you see? Feel it with your feet. Look around. What do you want to create for your sanctuary? Look on the walls. And this is something, it's going to take time to create this. You're going to come back here because this is a place that you can go anytime, and it takes some time to create it. It will come to you in dreams. You'll keep going back there to bring into this space what is going to be the most safe, wonderful, nourishing feeling for you. Just create this. And now look at the window. There's a beautiful window there for you. And through next to the window is the door. And out the window, you're going to see the other side of the forest. And I'm going to leave you this with this feeling as something to continue to develop in your dreams. Because through that door, and I want to take a little bit of time here, look at the door. What is the material on it? What is the color? What does the latch look like? And actually move the handle, move that latch and listen to it click. Feel it. Put your hands on the door and feel it. Because when you open that door, we're going to go out now. We're all going to just walk, continue to walk in this forest. And we're all going to come together, together now in a circle, each from their own magical sacred space, which is waiting for you, always there. And we're going to gather around, all of us, in this beautiful clearing. And I'd like you to hear, there's water running there. What does that look like for you? And what birds are there? Just at least a few of them, because they're waiting for us. And there are many animals gathered. Many of you will be there with your own animals, and there are other animals waiting there for us. And what are the plants? What are the flowers? And the bushes and the different plants? And what's under our feet here? So I'd like each person now to just in the circle, find a really comfortable place for yourself. It may be a bench that's waiting. It may be a stump that's waiting for you there. Some of you will want to be actually on the earth. There are some places where there's a beautiful stone. And actually, I see some crystal places where you can actually sit down. And we're going to sit each in our own place, get really comfortable, reach back with your hands and feel the area that's under you. Reach out and touch some of the animals or smile at them, talk to them a moment, acknowledge them, they're gathered here with us. And what we're going to do now is do this beautiful process we did before, where we take our hands out in front of us and we form an imaginary image of our heads. Actually, take your hands and form your heads. And like you're drawing this, you're just making yourself up here in front of you. Feel your neck, actually. Touch your hair and your ears on this imaginary image out in front of you. Round your shoulders, down your arms. Feel your ribs. This is really beautiful. It's like, wow, getting acquainted with yourself from a whole other perspective. Now, let's come down over the hips. Now, and your legs, however you would like to sit with this image out in front of you. And go all the way down your legs and feet. And now, find areas where you want to say thank you for being there. Put your hands on them. Thank you. And do just some very, very gentle, whatever touches you decide you would like to, 1 1/4 circles. You want to connect at the cellular level with those areas. Go around your face gently. Say hello to this being you are. Now, I don't want to leave you. I want you now to go to all the places and actually imagine that you can touch them And if you feel like it, you can actually touch your own body if you feel like it. And otherwise, you just stay on this imaginary, your choice. And what are the colors you're creating? Create some colors around these various parts. Your head, what color is this? What color would you like it to be? That's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to really take this time to put colors that you'd really love that to be. And find some spots that it may not be so easy for you to go there. So just kind of take your hands a little farther away from your image and ask your body, what would you like? How can I honor you? How can I be with you? You are my vehicle for my soul. Here we have 100 trillion cells. This is our universe. Wow. This is the vessel for our soul. Give thanks. See the glass half full. Find those places you love and really bring your awareness there. Now the places where maybe you're not quite so sure about going there, let's feel the compassion for this being and this vessel, this soul, you in this vessel. Use your breath to really bring light into the cells. Light up those areas. And go to any part that gives you issues sometimes. And use your breath and your light and your serotonin, your oxytocin, smile into these areas. This is you. And imagine, just take your hands in this image out in front of you, in your hands. Take one hand between your two hands. Or maybe it's both hands, that's up to you. And feel deep hello. I see you. I see that genius in every cell. Let us start looking at that. Let us start thinking of that Gene King, every cell is a genius, and Luc Bodine give thanks to this concept of the divine spark, this source energy that lights up every cell. Let us connect with that source energy in this image out there. It's so beautiful. Feel that. just go all the way down the image. See that light up with source energy. And use your breath and your smile and your deep appreciation for the fact that we can co-create this concept of heaven on earth between us. We can support each other. We can see each other. And we can see ourselves, our souls, with new appreciation, new eyes. Just feel this presence, this quiet place. And now gently bring that image into your own body. Bring that to yourself. And very quietly in your own time, just bring your hands down your body, or even imagine doing it and feeling your outline of yourself, bringing this wonderful, this vessel. Combine it, take it into your own body and feel it. And now feel that divine spark, feel that in every cell in your body. That source energy in every cell in your body. And just imagine like spinning your, up, raising your vibrational rate, the frequency in every cell, like the wow factor. And now let us, all together, let us stand up, join hands in our circle. And I want us to circle around and just like feel this celebrating, dancing. And I want to call in all of the nature spirits who are sitting there with us. There are a lot of these beings around. And the animals, some of the dogs are going to be barking. The kitties are going to be meowing. We're going to be celebrating this time. Listen to the water. It's like, we feel the water is celebrating. The trees, the leaves and the trees, the wind is coming and feeling just like refreshing. Feel the earth under your feet. And now just let's take your hands apart and each person in your own way, move, circle, dance, do whatever you want. Just move your body. And wherever you are, sitting there, move it so you can move. Just really feel all of nature around you celebrating this, the fact that you are there with them, feeling that feeling in your part of this. We're all a part of this. And let us just turn and imagine we can smile at each one of us in the circle and then walk back down the path and in each one of you into your own house and out through this wonderful sanctuary that we're going to continue this to create and out the other door and back into your own home, wherever you are. Settle into your chair, wherever you're sitting. A few heart hugs in whatever place, whether it's on your heart chakra or on your wonderful belly. Take a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through this wonderful pursed lips. Smile and open your eyes. Oh. And Sandy, I would love to have you know, just, you know, encourage us a little, give us a little direction of how to, what to do with this.
Woo! That was incredible. So as you are sitting, being with the amazing aspects and variety of what and where Linda just led us, let something rise to the forefront or the top or to your heart of like a something that is calling out for you to bring your focused attention to. And it might be a particular feeling or a particular image or an interaction with one of the animals or the crystals or the earth or with your own body being or within the group. And just start to write from that perspective and or doodle like a single image. But really let taking a moment to breathe into and really letting all of those experiences sift through into what all of this wants you to bring to the forefront and focus. And let yourself find the colors, the words, the image, a symbol, something, just, and even if you don't have the concept in your head, just let yourself start to write or doodle draw without editing, allowing that information to really come to the forefront, into your heart, through your hands. And if you reach in a moment where there's a quiet in the flow of what's coming to you, just breathe with that. Just let that be present. Holding, being with the intention to let come to the forefront, into your heart, through your hands, what you really need, what you're heart and soul is calling forward, what is desiring even to be born through this experience. Just surrendering into the words that want to come through you, even if you don't have them formulated before you write. Just let yourself write and or doodle draw colors. Really giving permission for this to come through your hands, through the colors, into the shapes and words. And if you're just joining us, we are taking some time to write, doodle, draw, bring forward colors or images from this guided journey that Linda has taken us with on and into the forest through this magic cottage with all of the animal kingdom and the plants and minerals and with our own body being. Just appreciating, seeing what message or messages come to you, just letting yourself write and or doodle draw, finding the colors, letting it come through your hands, just giving permission, what's most needing to come forward right now.
So, are we about ready to begin to share some of the images that came out of that or feelings that came out of that journey? I'd like to actually, maybe I'll get the pump primed by sharing this. When we went back through the sanctuary, this cottage, what I saw in the middle of the cottage was an opening in the floor, and out of it is a bubbling spring and a big crystal in the middle of the spring. And that is like a center, a draw for all of us to connect. And that spring goes way, way deep in the earth and connects through the entire planet with all the waters of the world. And the messages, the energy that we can send to the water, holding the infinite possibilities of all the ways that many, many people now are working to find ways to help to clean the water, to care for the water, just to focus on that and bring that through the crystal. So this is one of the, what I saw was this portal onto the planet and through the water and the energies of this crystal.
Were you just writing, or were you also able to doodle or draw some of that, Linda?
Just writing it. It's so strong in my mind. To draw that would be not doing it justice. It's here. I have been working with this cottage for some time, this sanctuary. And it's really fascinating because I had this dream about a month ago, and then Eleanor came up with this idea about creating, you know, a place, which I'd like to have you mention later, Eleanor, at some point, maybe that, remember that, this place that you can actually form or write, but let's stay with this right now. But that really was part of that she thing, the she, whatever it was. I can't even remember the name of it, but
she shed.
Yes. So what did we get? Where did that take you all?
Cindy Ketchba, I think I saw. I unmuted you.
I felt like I had all these electric sparks in my body that were connecting. And so I did this drawing to kind of represent it. I don't know if you can see it very well. And after I drew it, it kind of reminded me of kind of like a dandelion that has gone to seed, and then all those electric sparks are out into the world. Kind
of. When you say that, Cindy, like a dandelion, what it makes me think of is that connection, that oneness concept.
Right.
When we spread out, we connect in this way. This is like the sparkle, those sparks, that connection in every cell in our bodies, that source energy, that source spark.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that, Linda. That's how I felt.
Thank you, Cindy. And then, Sage, I'm going to look for you. Excuse me. Hi, Sage. Wait, I'm trying to unmute you, but I can't. So maybe you can unmute yourself.
I think I'm unmuted.
You are.
Did it work? Okay. I had a couple of things come up. First of all, Linda, thank you for guiding. And I noticed that I live in that place where the path goes out to the forest. And I was just, I felt so delighted to be at that place in my life where I could walk out my front door, feel the earth with my feet, and be surrounded by the smell of juniper and the smell of the vanilla that comes from the ponderosa pines. And what came up in me was this, the little girl in me who loved to be naked, be outside without clothes on. So I can't wait to just wreck the neighborhood and go outside without clothes. but there was this innocence in the visualization of that place of being completely unencumbered. And I had just these incredible colors of white and coral and fuchsia. And when we were playing with the, you know, touching our bodies, my body was just pure light. It was white and coral and fuchsia and these colors. Anyway, as I move toward the back of what is my real property, we have a medicine wheel on the back of our property. And I went into the cottage and I drew a picture. I don't know if you can see the picture. But I'm going to actually create this on the back of our property. I'm going to make my she shed. And I'm so excited about it. And James just left for a trip for 2 weeks. And the last two times he's left, one of the trips I bought a hot tub. The last time I bought a car. So I told him when he left, I said, I don't know what I'm going to do while you're gone. But I'm going to go to the she shed shop today and start exploring this place of creating. I mean, I'm not going to put a shed on the back property today, but I'm excited about creating this actual space that I have been wanting. I just sold my house in St. Paul, and so I have some funds that are available for me to create this space that resonates with the spirit that's coming through. So I'm hoping all of that solidifies in some way and that it makes sense. But there was like this cottage is the spirit of me. Like, how can I create this, like really realize this cottage?
Fantastic. Thank you. We'll so stay tuned.
It's called Nama Sage.
All right. Good one.
Okay. And now Ruby would like to share something. And again, Ruby, there we go. I unmuted you.
Hi. Oh, Linda, that was so wonderful. And you just talked about where I am as well. So Sage, I can relate with you. I walked out the door and went down the path on my property and found exactly that spot and walked around to the door, the barn door. I had just made this barn door and just held on to that door. And I have a wood shed that I'm going to make into a she shack. It's just you were speaking exactly where I am. And the freedom. I have five little apple trees. I'm going to make a labyrinth in a 1 1/4 circle. And the whole thing was right here. I thank you. I am right where I'm supposed to be. And I did a little really light drawing, but it said on the path, freedom, serenity, and 66, which is the address here, and I call it Shambhala's Sanctuary. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you. Yes, please.
I saw, Sally Boulding. Sally, raise your hand physically if you would like to talk a little bit about your. I'm going to unmute you. If you would be willing to talk about your beautiful eucalyptus tree and roots.
I'm here.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me now?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. When you talked about the tree, that we would have a door to go through. The tree I saw was one that was in the painted forest, the cloud forest. And it was a painted eucalyptus with all the colors that come when the bark is peeling off, because the bark continually peels off. It was tremendously tall, so tall you can't even see the top. And there are just species of birds and animals and insects that live at the top of those trees that we don't even know what they are, but they were there. And the roots that go so deep, deep down into the center of the earth, where the energy, the most glorious golden light of the earth comes through them. That's why they have those painted bark that comes through them. So that was my tree, or my door was the tree. And it had a crystal doorknob, which, of course, the tree stays living as you go through it. But you could go in any direction. You could go up or you could go down, and you could come out and then see all the animals who are there. And my stream was a very interesting stream, because it was just a stream, but it had whales and dolphins and manta rays in it. Because they're the ones who come to, they're the guides. There's the ones who have the wisdom and the guides for us, because they've been on the earth longer than we have. So that's what I saw.
Fantastic. Thank you.
And Morgane shared this in the chat. In my cottage on the floor was a big sandbox so I could lie on the sand. Also an open flotation tank, I love it, and a spring of water. It was a magic cottage, all glass, and I could push a button and turn the walls solid if I wanted privacy. However, most of the time, it is clear glass so I can see everything around me, all the trees, the flowers, plants, crystals, fairies, nature spirits, and so on. I just love it.
I love thinking about it. Wow, I love that idea of the glass. You can see out or close it. Wow,
It's so fun to hear everybody, and like it like everybody's sharing adds another range of creative energy and movement and ideas through. It's really, it's just beautiful. It's incredible.
Pat, are you raising your hand? Pat Hennessy, I saw a hand come across. Your little Martin, I see Martin. Martin's hand.
Yes, I had a wonderful experience in the last part where we put the image in our body, and it was really wonderful to feel it. But what I saw after them, we started to move our body, and then have shared in the circle, and then we started to move alone and dance alone. And this was a really wonderful thing, because I reached out with my hand and someone grabbed my hand and we moved a little together, and then go alone and grabbed another one. And this was like a weaving. It was a weaving with our body and create the image. It was really wonderful to make it with our movement and the body.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Hey, this is Pat. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
So at the part where we were looking at our bodies, it was kind of interesting, the colors. And something just dawned on me. I did, my head is yellow, my shoulders is blue, and down my back and spine where I have a lot of trouble, I made that green. And then from my torso down, I made it bronze, like a deep bronze. And it just dawned on me that could have been the sun, the sky, the grass, and down into the earth as the bronze. And I was connecting that way. That just dawned on me.
That's beautiful. Kind of, I love that.
It was kind of interesting, yeah. And then, of course, I had words come to me instead of pictures, per se. I kind of thought of the wind. I mean, do you want me to share?
Yeah, it'd be great.
I kind of thought of the, you know, wind. We've had a lot of tornadoes and stuff here, but the wind kind of coming through my body. And I put, wind of chimes through my soul, awaken thyself to more life and light. Be still and one with nature. Let that heal thy soul to walk with thee in the presence of nature. And that will be thy lesson of life as you move forward and into the divine.
Wow.
So I don't know why that came to me. The words just came. I kept writing and writing. It just came.
Beautiful. Will you share that in the Facebook?
I'm not in Facebook, but I'll send it to Sandy. She can post it.
Right. Yeah. If any of you don't, if you're not on there and have something that you'd like us to post, that would be really great, because I know some of you aren't on. It doesn't need to be. We can still, it's really wonderful to share this with people who don't have a chance to, you know, be on live with this.
But it was a great experience. That whole touching the body and feeling the colors light up, it was cool. It was very cool.
Great. Thank you. What keeps coming to me, and I wonder how this is for you, I just get this, such a feeling of awe at the concept that these, as we reach out, that this beautiful, this body out here is a vessel for our soul. And that when I see it filled out with this 100 trillion cells, these 100 trillion amazing geniuses, sparks of divine source, it takes me to such a place of wonder. It's gratitude, but it's beyond gratitude. It's wonder at each one of us. And when I look at people, it doesn't matter who it is, I can look at them and I can see that, wow, there is a universe full of, that's divine source right there in front of us. And I have really been experiencing that and practicing that for a long time, but it's become more and more real as we share this. This sharing is, it's one of the most powerful things I've ever done, to be able to share in this intimate way. And I just felt all of you were in the forest. I mean, it was just priceless. Thank you, all of you who are here. Let's see, we've got...
We have Reverend Donna L. Huber. I unmuted you.
Hello. Good morning. It was such a beautiful meditation, and when Linda said cottage, immediately two things came to mind. First of all, I'm not an artist, and I marvel at that beautiful... Last night I was on Facebook and I saw the picture of the paw, the animal with the paw print. I don't remember who did that. It was so beautiful. And Sandy always does these beautiful drawings. So, but I try. So here's my cottage. But there were no room for the flowers, so we put the flowers here in my director's chair. But what came to mind was a beautiful movie I saw so many years ago called Donkey Skin. And it was with the, you know, very beautiful Catherine Deneuve, and she played a kind of fairy godmother and to a woman who I guess was like her Cinderella. And it was this beautiful magical forest, and she created the cottage that was just small and whatever. But when you went inside, it, you know, transformed into like, you know, big space, and it the inside of it belied what was the quaint little exterior. And then the second thing was, I love the artist and writer Sark, because I think some of you may know who she is, and I'm sure, Sandy's saying she does. And she has a magical cottage that she created, and I just envisioned all her colors, and she just draws so beautifully. In fact, like, I just tried to go to my books and see if I could find one of her drawings of her cottage, but I couldn't find it. But so I just was saying that there's something so special about nature for all of us, or we wouldn't be here with Linda and our love of animals. And when you create that space within nature, and then you have your own imagination to do what you will with it, it's just a beautiful thing. And I think, Linda can speak to this, what happens to our brains when you do these meditations, and where we go, and how our thoughts create our reality. So when you're putting us into this relaxed state, it just opens the doorway. We had a doorway in the cottage, and I loved when you said, you know, feel it, open it, you know, what is the sound of it when you open it? It helps us move into creating a new reality here in our reality, because then when you merge the two, or when you want to try to ascend to the other, then your life becomes better. So that's what I wanted to share.
Thank you. Thank you for that sharing.
And Judy Frank, wrote in, and also Morgane has her hand raised. So maybe Morgane, you can unmute yourself and I'll read this while you're doing that. From Judy Frank, this beautiful imagery is something I've seen and created many times. It's no surprise that Linda rekindled this image of cottage in the woods. Love how we are all connected. Yes. It looks like Morgane, you're...
I just want to mention that there is actually glass now that's being made, that was invented, that will absorb the sunlight and power your house. And you can open and close it, like if it gets too hot, you want to turn off the outside. So it's just in the, you know, the early stages of creation, but it's going to power our houses and our buildings. So you'll get all the energy you need to power your house from your windows or your cell phone, and you can open and close it like blinds and stuff. So because I read those articles, that's how I decided I wanted my house made. So I just wanted to share that, because it's actually a reality. You know, they haven't figured out how to make it big, but they've made it small, and it's been very successful.
Incredible. I love where we're going. This is amazing.
I know. I read the Good News Network, which is the only place I get my news. I haven't had a TV for 25 years. So I read the Good News Network, and there's hundreds and hundreds of stories from all over the world about that kind of stuff, people doing nice stuff, animal stories, everything.
Can you post that for us and like,
okay, put it here?
Because we need that. That's part of creating heaven on earth.
That's all I look at is good news. I subscribe to good news, and all I get is happy stories.
Wow, I didn't know there was such.
Oh, yeah. Well, one day I Googled, is there any good news on the earth today? I Googled that, and I got goodnewsnetwork.org. They have hundreds and hundreds of pages. You just go to bed feeling so good. Every story makes you cry. They're just amazing. There are wonderful things happening around the world that nobody ever tells you about every single day.
Yes.
And I learned that the reason we're so negative is that our brain is trained towards the negative because it's for protection. You always want to know if something's going to happen or you need to take an action or you do something. So we're more likely to remember negative things than positive things because of our history of needing to be aware all the time. So that's why we have all this negative news. But you can find, you did Google good news and you'll find all these different places. But I will go on Facebook, which I rarely do, and post all my links of my good news.
Well, I will just, that's the thing to do. Simply Google good news and then we'll find it. Thank you so much. Great.
So I think we need to take a break. Yes, Linda?
Yes. You need to take a break. Do you want to do one, give one more chance for one more sharing with this?
Okay.
Your choice. Is there anybody who would just have something that you need to hear? You need to share.
You'll see I posted in the chat, goodnewsnetwork.org. Thank you so much, Maureen.
Thank you all. Okay, Sandy.
So we will take a, how long, 3 minute, 4 minute break. So it's at the top of the hour right now. So just before five after, come on back and I'll stop this recording and we will resume with more of the knowledge part of our time together today.